BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
Hi, I'm Amol Rajan and this is Rethink. This podcast is all about the enormous opportunity we have to change what the future looks like after the coronavirus pandemic. Virtually the whole way through my first hearing of Jonathan Sumption's essay, one simple, stubborn thought kept recurring. When is he going to mention Hobbes? And then, phew, 20-odd seconds from the end, he does. It was, of course, Thomas Hobbes, the natural scientist, as they called men of his ilk in the mid-17th century, who essentially founded modern politics with his seminal work, Leviathan. The subject of that book is Sumption's concern here. He asks us to rethink the state. The key feature of Hobbes' state, as the political scientist David Runciman has recently noted, is its doubleness, coercion and consent. It has coercive power over the citizen, which the citizen willingly gives up in order to be more secure and more free. This pandemic has seen Hobbes' Leviathan come into its own. As Sumption notes, in the precise and magisterial tone befitting a former Justice of the Supreme Court and last year's Reith lecturer, we have just willingly given up more freedom, collectively and individually, than at any time in the history of the British state. That's quite something. Why did we do it, really? And, more alarmingly, what might it lead to?
The biggest legacy of coronavirus will also be the most sinister. A fundamental change in the relationship between the citizen and the state. During the pandemic, the state exercised coercive power over its citizens on a scale never previously attempted. It took effective legal control, enforced by the police, over the personal lives of the entire population, where they could go, whom they could meet even in their own homes, what they could do. It placed them all under a form of house arrest, qualified only by their right to do a limited number of things approved by ministers. It was the most significant interference with personal freedom in the history of our country, the abandonment of a tradition of liberty going back three centuries. The most significant thing about it was that, at least initially, it was welcomed by the great majority of the population. The reason was that they were afraid, and fear is the most potent instrument of the absolute state. It's the most effective and economical way of inducing compliance, short of actual force. Experience suggests that people who are sufficiently afraid will voluntarily surrender their liberty. The capacity of the state to apply coercion has immeasurably increased over the past century and a half. This is the result partly of the expanded machinery of bureaucratic enforcement, and partly of technological changes which have greatly increased the state's ability to access and retrieve information about us. What the state can do, sooner or later, it will do. People demand that this great plenitude of power should be used for purposes of which they approve. In a world where people are no longer willing to accept risk or tolerate misfortune, they approve of almost anything that they believe will increase their security. There is, of course, an irony at the heart of these instincts. People distrust the motives of politicians, but they have unbounded confidence, which no amount of experience will dent, in the benign power of the state to protect them against an ever wider range of risks. The great 17th century philosopher Thomas Hobbes believed that people voluntarily, but entirely and irrevocably, surrender their freedom to an absolute state in exchange for security. In the last 6 months, the British people have been acting out this sinister image. When personal security prevails over every other value, personal liberty becomes little more than the gift of tyrants.
That was Jonathan Sumption, whose Reith lectures last year on the proper boundary between law and politics have proved hugely influential. His ominous conclusion is, in effect, asking us to rethink the value of freedom too. Freedom, or liberty, was the great ideological victor of the 20th century. After two horrific wars, it triumphed over rival totalitarianisms. In the past few years, however, there's been the beginnings of a communitarian correction in our politics, a feeling that freedom has huge value, sure, but there are other political sentiments, such as belonging or solidarity, that matter just as much. Liberalism's overreach on this analysis is that it prioritised individual and economic liberty at the expense of other worthwhile considerations. Citing Hobbes, Sumption drags us back to an earlier, more atavistic politics. Freedom and its twin, security, remain the fundamental considerations of the state. But so willingly did we just sacrifice the former for the latter that the function of the state is due a rethink. Thanks for listening to this episode of the Rethink podcast. I find it fascinating how different contributors have such different takes on similar themes. For instance, if you're interested in the idea of progress, try listening to Neil Ferguson and Steven Pinker back to back. Two mega brains who reach very different conclusions. You can find those episodes, plus many more, on BBC Sounds.